girls, welcome back to the podcast. Thanks for tuning in and happy Monday. You're listening to Growing with the Flow. I'm Naina. Today's episode is gonna be a pretty fun one. I've kind of gassed with the idea for this episode. I know that like this is not original in any way. YouTube is literally littered with these types of videos, but I just thought it'd be fun to do a podcast on it. And I'm impressed that I thought of it before it doesn't make sense to do it anymore, if that makes sense. So today that I'm recording this is Saturday, you're listening on Monday. My birthday is on Thursday. Your girl's turning 21. Don't even want to talk about it. I want to be a child the rest of my life. I don't want to grow up. This episode's going to be 20 lessons I learned at age 20. And obviously because my birthday's like in March, my 20th year encompasses basically all of pandemic from start to where we are now. I think this will be hopefully quite interesting, and I know that one day I'll definitely want to listen back to this. So I'm happy with the idea that we've come up with this week. This might be a little bit shorter. I don't know. Obviously you can see how long it is already, but I have no clue how this is going to turn out. Fingers crossed it's not. But if it is, I am sorry. So how was my week? I feel like this week didn't even happen. I'm sitting here on Saturday like, what was this week? I don't remember it. I feel like it wasn't a thing. I feel like I haven't really done anything too extravagant, to be honest. I have been on like a few walks. I went on a walk with Shreya, my friend. Obviously been on some walks with Neve. Just the regular, to be honest. Walks, work, food. I feel like I'm a dog. Like most of my day is walking or eating and then trying to force myself to do uni work. Oh, actually this week I've been waking up at like 7:30 to sit at my desk for 8. That's been feeling pretty good. I've only got 4 more weeks of this semester left, and I was like, fuck it, I'm just gonna like, you know, try and have like great mornings and just get everything done. Yeah, 1 week down and it went really well. Yesterday, actually today, I slept in a little bit because it's a Saturday and I just thought, treat yourself. But it's been really nice. I think I'm most productive right in the morning, so playing into that's definitely important for me. I also made some more ceramics, classic me. I've made so many trinket dishes. I made a candlestick holder, an incense tray. Like I'm really enjoying it. I think it's so fun. And that's kind of my week. I haven't really done anything that extravagant or groundbreaking. I guess it's my birthday in less than a week, so I've been like thinking about that a little bit. My mom has sent me some parcels, which is really sweet of her. I'm pretty sure one of them's a box of chocolates, and I really hope that it is. And she told me that she's wrapped it like underneath the packaging. There's wrapping paper, which is so cute. So on my birthday, I'll be able to open some things for my parents, which is really cute. Yeah, I had no idea what to ask for my birthday, so I have no idea what she's come up with. I'm not really like a big birthday person. I don't like events where the whole point of the event is me. I feel so awkward and like I'm wasting everyone's time, and if people don't enjoy it, then it's like my fault. And obviously pandemic has kind of sorted me out there because I don't have to worry about hosting a party, which I wouldn't have done anyway. But I don't know, it's just a weird one. I don't know what to do on my birthday. I have decided I'm gonna make myself a birthday cake, actually. So this week I need to have a look through some recipes and find one that looks really good. I wanna make a really good vegan cake, and I don't wanna like skimp out on ingredients. I wanna get the best stuff, whatever it says in the recipe, I'm gonna buy it. And I wanna buy like extravagant. Like I don't wanna be like, oh, making it semi-healthy. Like this cake we're going in, it's gonna be the fudgiest, moistest, yummiest cake. And I want to make it pretty. Like the icing part is the bit I'm most excited for. Yes, fine. I've got Pinterest inspiration. Ugh, Pinterest is my actual like love. I'm on Pinterest all the time, and I have boards for the smallest things. Like literally everything. I have a board for ceramics, actually, if you guys want to make some ceramics, or if you want to make a cake. I've got a board called It's My Party and all of that. I think my Pinterest is just Naina Florence, and there's like, I personally think I've curated quite some really good boards, and I also post my own pictures on there sometimes, so Pinterest is a fun time. Okay, so on to my gratitude. Again, I know I've said this every week, but I'm gonna say it again, is the weather. I'm so grateful for this weather. Even when it isn't blue skies, it feels so much brighter and just more summery. It feels like the sun is shining behind the clouds as opposed to the rainy, gross clouds that we were having before. Me and Neve are actually going to go ride bikes today, which is really fun. You can like hire them, like the ones in London. It's just basically just like that. And we're going to ride around Arthur's Seat, which is like a big, how would I describe it? I think it's a dormant volcano, but basically it's just a big hill. and it's really pretty, and you can like see the sea, and it's just a nice view. So that's fun activity for today. And my other gratitude, I'm not sure how to feel about this, but obviously we were given the like update slash roadmap out of lockdown in the UK on Monday. I'm gonna say I'm grateful, because I feel like any plan is something to be grateful for. I've seen a lot of people being really excited online, and other people being like in the comments like, you know, it's not legit, like it's not definite, you know, it's all like dependent on data, etc. And I agree that it's not definite, but I think if people want to be excited about it, then let them be. But yeah, I think I'm grateful. I don't know, the announcement in Scotland was very different and not as like forward looking. It doesn't really like plan for so far in advance. And I know if I had to bet, I probably wouldn't say that we're all going to be clubbing on June 21st, but maybe we will be. And I think any vibe that things are going to get better is so nice. And I don't know, I'm grateful for it. I've also had like a lot of like, my grandparents have all been given the vaccine. My parents haven't, but Joe's parents have, and my friend Katie's parents have. Like, I know quite a few people who have got the vaccine now, which is really exciting, and I'm grateful that, like, I don't know, the vaccine rollout has been pretty good here. Obviously, the UK has not dealt with the pandemic well at all. I feel like the vaccine rollout is going decent, and it's cool when somebody's like, oh yeah, I got the vaccine. It's just like, wow, like, you actually got it? That's so cool. So yeah, I'm grateful for that, and I know that, like, a lot of people will feel more comfortable having had it. Obviously, they're saying, like, act like you don't have it, you know, and obviously you still have to follow all the rules and everything. But I just know, like, for my grandparents, they're definitely going to feel more comfortable, like, doing their food shop and things like that when they have the vaccine now. And yeah, it's just nice to know that it gives people peace of mind, I think. My English grandparents live in Cornwall, and they don't have any other family there. Obviously, they have friends and neighbors and stuff, but they don't have any family. So I do feel for them, because they have to like do their own food shopping. They have like, you know, it's kind of, it must have been quite difficult being all on their own and just not having anything else. So yeah, just, it's just nice that I feel like they have the vaccine and they probably feel better for it. So okay, and then my wins for the week. These are random. I have bought myself a new water bottle, which I'm in love with. I'll put a picture on my Instagram today, and oh, that won't still be up. Maybe I'll like highlight it. I'll probably be in a highlight somewhere, or I'll just describe it to you now. So Chili's has come out with these new bottles. This sounds like an ad. Oh my god, I don't do ads on the podcast. It's like the shape is different, so you can remove the bit that you drink from, like the mouthpiece. And it's so smart, because I always drink from mine with like lip balm on, or just, you know how it'd be, like sometimes you got lip balm on and it gets kind of gross on the mouth bit, but now you can remove that bit and like wash it in the sink properly, which I think is great. So I've got a yellow body, like the mouthpiece bit is pink, and then the lid has a little handle and that's blue, and they're all pastel, and I'm really happy with it, and it's like my new favorite thing that I own. And I'm just like holding it right now, like, wow, this is my child. Listen, that's her, she's great, I love her. That has brought me so much joy. And then my other win, I guess, is that I have a bit of a plan now that they've kind of announced like when lockdown might be easing, etc. I've been sort of like looking at, I don't know, when I'm going to be going home. And like, obviously, like, it's lockdown, so I think I'm going to be here during Easter, because I don't want to like leave during a lockdown. But things, now that there's like a little bit more clarity, I've definitely got more of a plan, which feels really nice. The bulk of the episode, we are going to be talking about 20 lessons I learned aged 20. Now I am 21 minus 4 days, no, 5 days, 21 minus 5 days. So take from this what you will. I might be learning some lessons in the next 5 days. I guess I'm 20 and 360 days. Is that right? No, last year was a leap year. No, that doesn't matter. Okay. Right, my maths needs scrubbing up. So I've just written out 20 lessons, and I did write like on New Year's Eve of this year some lessons from 2020, and I've taken a lot of inspo from those. I think this will be really interesting, and I just feel like they fitted quite well. I've added some stuff and changed some bits. It was funny reading them back through because it's only been like 2 months. For some of them, I was like, that's a bit weird that I wrote that. I also found in my journal the other day, I did a scripting piece where I was writing about like how I was feeling and how my life was looking, etc. And I wrote it to be on my birthday. Like it starts out like, today's my birthday, etc. And then I wrote like how I was feeling and stuff. And I was reading it, I was like, girl, I'm really sorry, but it did not come true. Like I was writing all this stuff about me being like so, like not that I'm not happy, but obviously like, I think lockdown's getting to everyone now. I did a story the other day, like how we were feeling, and everyone felt kind of just deflated and like demotivated and etc. I think it's really normal. Like I feel it too. I don't feel my absolute best. I'm definitely not thriving. I just feel a bit like, I don't know, everything's sort of weighing down on us at the moment, I think. And this has been going on for like a year. And at the start of lockdown, I was very much like, wow, I'm coping with this so incredibly well. Like this is really impressive. And then now I feel like everything's starting to catch up a little bit. And it's just like, I actually haven't, you know, done so many things for a year. And it's definitely like catching up a bit. Not living my best life, but I am happy. And I think the warmer weather and everything, like I am doing much better than even just a week ago. Yeah, it was just funny reading like what I thought my birthday, like how I'd feel on my birthday. And I was like, oh God, not yet, but hopefully like by the summer, I think. The first lesson I wrote is anything can happen, literally anything. Don't we know that one this year? A lot of these lessons are things I've heard before, but I have this thing where sometimes you know something and like you've heard people say it and you know, people give it to you as advice, but you don't know it. You don't believe it in your heart until something's happened where you're like, oh, okay, that makes sense. Because I guess I used to believe like anything can happen, sure, whatever. But now I'm like, wow, anything can happen. Anything can just like take you from one place to a complete different one overnight. Obviously, this is in reference to like the pandemic, and I don't want this whole episode to talk about that, but it's just crazy that anything can happen. And I don't know really what to take away from that lesson. I don't think I want to live like on edge knowing that, you know, anything can happen. But I guess I do want to be more, I don't know, because I felt like I dealt with it quite well, especially at the start. Anything can happen. Okay, number two, comparison really is the thief of all joy. Again, I heard this so many times, but until like lockdown and I was spending a lot more time on my phone, and just when you're at home, you kind of, like obviously the aspect of FOMO was kind of gone because no one was doing anything fun. So in that sense, I feel like social media maybe became a little bit better, but you spend so much time like comparing yourself to other people and just more time on social media. And I think when you're not getting to see people in real life, you start to forget a little bit that people are real people. And you know, when you meet people in real life, and sometimes I meet someone who I think looks like they're thriving on their Instagram story, and then I go on a walk and I'm like, well, okay, like you've actually got stuff going on, which is so fair enough. I'm sorry that like you're going through that. But it's just a reminder that people live real lives. And I think with, you know, lockdown, etc., we kind of lost that a bit. And I was definitely comparing myself to people online way more. And it wasn't good for me. So, yeah, I started the pandemic with, I think, like 80,000 subscribers. And I cannot, like, I have no idea how I'm sat here with like 220 now. It's been the insane, like craziest year ever. And I was just like, that is so weird to me that so much has changed. And me a year ago would probably have been like, oh my God, 220,000 subscribers. Like that is insane. What more could she possibly want? But obviously, you know, I'm going to get into this in a different lesson actually, but nothing ever brings you like full happiness unless it comes from within. Okay. Number three, the internet can lead you to worry/question things you otherwise wouldn't. Be careful who you let infiltrate your mind. We aren't built for social media. I think that one is very like self-explanatory. In real life, it's easy to kind of disassociate from it, social media a little bit more, to go out into the real world, hang out with your real friends and do your real life. But when your social media feed becomes kind of all you're doing and all you're seeing of the outside world, really does infiltrate your mind and lead you to believe things or lead you to feel things about yourself or about other people, etc., which probably aren't the best for you. And I stand by the fact, like, we are not built to have like a social media feed, like you can see things so instantly, and I don't feel like we're made for that. So it's just really interesting. I have a whole episode about breaking up with my phone if you're interested. It's just a really interesting topic to me because I feel like social media is a big part of all of our lives. There is no end destination to success. You always chase more, so the best pursuit is that of contentness. I feel like for a long time I was chasing numbers. Like I wanted 100,000 subscribers, and I didn't want it to say like, oh, I got 100,000, look at me. But I did kind of think it would be cool. I don't know. I thought that, I don't know, bring me something that it ended up not bringing me. I was like, wow, when I get to 100K, I'm gonna be like so happy. I'm not even gonna care about 101, 102. Like after that point, like it's just bliss. And sometimes I feel like that with uni as well. Like, oh, if I get this percentage, after that, like, I'm not gonna have a care in the world, you know? Like, my life's gonna be sorted. But it's not real. Like, you get to these places, you get to these, like, destinations, and you realize that, if anything, you're just chasing more things. There's always another thing you're looking for, another goal, and these things can spiral. I feel like even with, like, health and fitness, for example, if I'm, like, eating really healthily, sometimes I think, well, I could be eating healthier. Like, I could be doing more. And I don't think that's a healthy mindset at all. Yeah, just the idea that nothing like that is going to bring you happiness. And instead, I feel like I try now to work on myself and my like mental health and all of that. And then success in other areas of my life should follow. And if it doesn't, it doesn't matter because I'm going to be happy anyway, because that is my new pursuit of just contentness, chill, happy vibes. Yeah, I feel like that's an important lesson. There is so much inequality in our world. I obviously knew like this before, but I just feel like I've learned a lot more about the unfairness of our world in the recent year, like in my 20th year. I feel like I looked into that more, especially during lockdown. I felt like I had more time to kind of like think about that sort of thing and look into politics more. And obviously now one of my courses that I'm studying is development economics, which is all about why some countries are richer than others. And it's really interesting. I think this year, I have realized that the world isn't that good of a place. And I don't know, that there's a lot of hate and discrepancy and unfairness and inequality. And I wish in a way that I could go back to like my ignorant bliss, because I thought the world was great, you know? No, I never thought the world was perfect or great by any means, but the more inequality you see, the more you look for it, and the more, sadly, you tend to find it. And now I would, you know, see people speak or hear things and think, oh, that's like probably rooted in racism or sexism or homophobia or something. And I used to not think about that stuff as much. And I guess it was a simpler time, but this is definitely for the best. So next I said, time can slip through your fingers. In lockdown, I felt like I was just chasing the next, you know, government update, the next time we would hear if things were getting better. And I let so many days slip through my fingers. I wish that I hadn't done that. And especially last summer, I felt like COVID was obviously still a thing, but there was so, like, compared to now, life was so much easier. And I think I should have woken up each day and like enjoyed it more rather than, I don't know, thinking about when this is all going to be over, because you're not gaining anything from that. Each day is a day, and take it as it is. I also think I have this habit where when things are going good, I will start looking for problems. Sometimes I have genuine problems, and sometimes I'm like really struggling with something, and that's so fair enough. I think because I sometimes get used to that feeling, when everything actually clears up and I'm like really happy and doing good, I start looking for more issues and looking for things which are going to be bad, I guess, isn't healthy, and it's sad because I'm not making the most of like the good times. So I guess that's another lesson. I haven't written that down, but kind of fits in with time slips through your fingers. I'm young and there's a long time before my life is all sorted out. I need to enjoy the process and not rush to the finish line. Turning 21, I'm so scared. I don't want to be any older than I am. And I know I want to like age with grace and be like, oh, I'm so excited to be 21. I was listening to Lexi's podcast the other day, and I believe she's 24 and she's turning 25. And she's like, I cannot wait to be 25. It's going to be so cool. Like, I can't wait. And I was like, oh, I wish I felt like that. I really don't want to be 21. I want to stay my age forever. I just don't want to grow up, because I feel like there's so much pressure to do certain things and get your life together and all of this. And I keep telling myself, your life does not end when you turn 30. There's so much to life, and it goes on, and you're still learning and experiencing things till the day you die. So I need to stop putting this pressure on myself to like sort everything out and have like a plan and everything put in place, because firstly, it's probably not going to happen. And secondly, it's just not healthy. Like, today is the day I should be focusing on. Number 8, journaling is cool. I started journaling in April and I have done it almost every day to this day. I'd say I've done it like 90% of the days and I feel so much better for it. And it honestly isn't as hard as I thought it would be. I genuinely started it. I was like, this is kind of fun. Like, I like this. And I just kept going and now I've made it such a habit. And the other day I was looking back, because I obviously have only done it for a year, so I don't have a ton of like memories written in there. Thinking like, oh, like obviously I only met Neve, who is my flatmate now. I met her in September. I looked through it and I was like, I wonder what I wrote about her. And it was so funny because I wrote like, oh, she's so nice and we have the same favorite movie. And it's weird to look back on that now. And I can't wait to have more things where I look back and I'm like, oh, that's so funny. Sometimes I write things like that I feel in there that are a bit sad, and I hope one day I look back and I'm like, oh, poor little Nana struggling with that, like, it's all fixed now. Number 9, any thought / feeling towards others in a negative light is a reflection of yourself and your own insecurity. And this goes both ways. So like, if someone is kind of like mean or rude to you, fair enough if you've done something wrong, or you know, they're coming at it from a good angle. But sometimes I feel like people are just rude and mean, and sometimes I feel bad things towards other people, and it's just a sense of your own insecurity and your own problems and things you need to work on within yourself. And I feel like having gained like more subscribers and, you know, received hate a bit more, I don't think I'd even received hate this time a year ago, so I've definitely grown a bit of a thicker skin, although I am like a sensitive Pisces queen, so not really. I just feel like it's an important lesson to learn that the way other people treat you is often a reflection of themselves and not of you. And sometimes I catch myself doing things or saying things or feeling a certain way, like jealousy, etc. And then you have to think, this is a reflection of me. This isn't about them. And then you have to work on yourself. So number 10, you're always you no matter where you are in the world. Sometimes I have this thing where I think, oh my God, when I'm in Edinburgh, I'm gonna feel so differently about this. Or when I go home to London, I'm gonna feel so differently about this. Everything's, you know, I'm gonna be so different. And then you arrive and you're like, fuck, I'm still me. Like, why would I have been different? I felt this a lot when I went to uni. I was like, oh my God, like I wanna try long distance, but what if I get there and I'm like, oh my God, this is so weird and hard and I don't feel like I don't know. And then I got there, I was like, I'm just me still. Like, you're always gonna be you and you always have to hang out with yourself. Like, no matter where you are in the world, I think that you're gonna feel similar ways to the way you feel wherever you are now. And not to say you can't grow and change, etc. Obviously you can. But I just felt like that was interesting because sometimes I don't know. Sometimes I think I'm going to be different and I'm not. The universe has a plan. Nothing will pass you by that is meant for you. I'm still trying to learn this one. I believe the universe has a plan. Everything that happens now, I do think like, wow, what was that for? That's going to, you know, mean something in a year or so. Like, what was that about? And then nothing will pass you by that's meant for you. I don't think the world will let things, you know, pass you by if they are truly meant to be in your life. Everyone, I personally think, is exactly where they're meant to be. Things have a way of figuring themselves out. Things that you're worrying about today, I just feel like in 5 years, you're going to be like, why did I put any energy to that? Because it's sorted and it sorted itself out. In first year, I used to worry about like who I was going to live with in second year, etc. Like how that was all going to figure out. And now I look back and I'm like, it was always going to work out. I just needed to relax and let the process happen to me. So everyone is fighting their own battles. I feel like I've always known this, but this again is one of those things that I guess I've learned through like growing a following on social media. I feel like now I post like regularly and, well, I was doing that before, but I post regularly. I have, you know, a fuck ton of people watching. It's so insane to me, and I don't even know. I can't even think about how many people it is because my brain does not work when I start thinking about numbers that big. I don't show some things, and like some things that are hard for me that I'm going through, I keep private, which is healthy and good thing. But it just reminds me that other people also do that, and not just in a social media sense, but in a real life sense. People don't share everything with every single person they know. You know, maybe you have a friend that you see occasionally, you go on a walk, or, you know, you meet up for a coffee, etc. And it's just a casual thing every few weeks. Maybe they tell you everything, but maybe they don't, you know, like these things, it's not like that. And I think people are fighting their own battles, and just be cautious of that, because the way you treat other people, you don't necessarily know exactly what they're dealing with. And I've had people like say things to me, especially online, and I was like, oh my God, I feel like if you knew how I was feeling right now, you wouldn't have said that. I think it's just something to think about. I fucking love Taylor Swift. I don't want to come out here and say I haven't been a Taylor Swift fan for years, because I have. I think there are a couple albums, I'm not gonna lie, that I don't know like every word to every song on. Since a year ago, since I was 19, Taylor Swift has dropped 2 albums and an additional song, like the Love Story thing, which is insane. Like, she's put out so much music, and I just love her. I love every song. I love the meanings, the words, like everything she does has such a meaning behind it. I really recommend watching Jack Edwards's videos about Taylor Swift's music, because he just goes into exactly each line means and like how it kind of forms, etc. And it's really, really interesting. And I just think Taylor Swift, she's like a lyrical genius, which I know isn't like, you know, a profound statement, but I just thought it was really cool. And I just love Taylor Swift. And I loved her before, but now I love Taylor Swift. She's on my top of my concert bucket list. At the moment, I've got such a like craving for a concert, which is so weird. I've only been to 2 concerts in my life, Shawn Mendes and 2 Door Cinema Club. I also went to Reading in like 2017, so I've seen like a lot more people live, but I've never been a big concert person. And suddenly out of nowhere, I'm like, oh my God, I would love to go to a concert. I would kill to do that. It's so fun. So Taylor Swift is at the top of my concert bucket list, followed by Harry Styles, Ed Sheeran, and George Ezra. So hopefully one day you can get close to people quickly when you live with them and you're compatible friends. I've never experienced this before. When I moved in with Neve in September, I had never met her before. We'd like not even really messaged. We had a group chat chatting about like flats and stuff, but we hadn't had like proper conversation or anything. And we became friends so quickly, literally like 2 weeks in. I was like, oh my God, I feel like I've known you for years. And I've never experienced that before. When I was living in halls, which is the only other time I've moved in with people I don't know, we did not get on. We were not compatible friends. They were all lovely people and we didn't really argue or anything, but we just weren't compatible friends. So I've never experienced making a friend that quickly. And it's really cool, like, thing to learn is possible, because I was always like, maybe it's about me. Maybe I'm not, you know, somebody that can make friends that quick. It's not about me. It's about the, you know, the situation. Appreciate the good times. Don't look for problems. I spoke about this a bit already. I thought I hadn't written that down, but it turns out I have. Just the idea that when you're having a good day, enjoy the day. I'm always looking for, like, something to be worrying about or something to be thinking about elsewhere, because to me that kind of feels productive, which is toxic, and it isn't productive to worry at all. I said this in the first episode, but one of my favorite things my mom told me growing up is that worrying is like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but it gets you nowhere. And I think that's so true. So many things you worry about will not be changed by the fact that you're worrying about them. Like, it isn't going to aid you in any way that you're worrying. It's just a waste of your own energy and time. You can cope with the unimaginable. And I feel like we've all taught ourselves this year that you can do way more than you thought you could. I know personally, like, if you told me a month before COVID hit that this would be our lives a year from now and this would have been everything that had happened, I would have been like, oh my God, I'm going to be an absolute mess. And I am a mess. But an absolute mess, probably not. I'm definitely doing way better than I would have anticipated. So just learning that you can cope with more than you think you can is really important. And I respect myself more for that. There is such thing as too much time to think about life. I think I spent a lot of the first lockdown overthinking life and just the future and where everything was heading and what everything meant and blah, 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 blah. And sometimes things are just, you're just not meant to do that. Sometimes you're just meant to live in the moment. And it's hard during lockdown because the moment is just you sitting in your room doing nothing. But sometimes you're just not meant to be overthinking the future. And yeah, even down to like where I was going to be living in 5 years and things like that. Like, I don't know. And that's the fun of it. If I knew my whole life, then it would almost be like, why am I bothering? Uncertainty is what keeps things exciting and interesting. Remember that that is true, and there is such thing as thinking about life too much. Just because it's not just you doesn't mean it's not hard. I have always had this weird complex where I think that if everyone's going through something, it must be easy because everyone can cope with it. There are an example of something, I guess, that isn't like that is basically everything. Like, if you, I don't know, have a breakup or lose someone close to you, etc., that's something that just you are going through in that moment. Obviously other people are having like similar problems at the same time, but that exact problem is solely yours. That for some reason makes me feel more valid in feeling that way. When the pandemic hit, I was like, everyone's going through this. So who am I to say that it's difficult? Who am I to be like, oh, I'm really struggling at the moment? Because if I'm really struggling with something that everyone is facing, in my head, that made me weak. That made me the one person who, you know, found it difficult. Everyone is finding it hard. So don't ever feel like, you know, you're alone. When I asked on my story the other day for like how we're all feeling, so many of the responses were the exact same feelings. So I think we're all feeling very similar ways. Just because other people are also going through something, it doesn't mean that it isn't hard for you. And it's okay to feel something harder than somebody else. You know, maybe some of your friends are like, I loved lockdown. Like, I personally gave me time to work on myself and do my own thing, and I'm feeling good. And that's good for them. But like, it doesn't mean that you can't find something difficult. And I think the comparison between like struggles needs to stop. Some people online especially have a tendency to say like, oh, there are bigger problems in the world, etc. And yes, there are. That's very true. But only you know your own mental health and your own situation and how you feel. And if you feel sad, then that is valid. Like, you feel that way. And I think I definitely had to learn that lesson. Number 19, my family mean a lot to me. I always knew this, but I think just lockdown and spending so much time together. We never ate together as a family growing up because my dad would work really late, and then me and Kishan had sports at different times, and it just never worked out. So we never ate together. And starting from lockdown, we started eating every tea together. So like every evening we'd eat a meal together, and it was really fun. It was just like cool to hang out and just spending the whole time from like March to September at home. I never thought in my life I would spend that much time at home again. Like, I genuinely didn't think that. Obviously, like, if I have enough money, I don't particularly want to live there after I graduate. But that time I was just like, wow, like, these people actually mean a lot to me. And I'm not somebody to like be sappy about my family, because like, I don't know why, I just was always like, yeah, we're like cool, we get on, we get have good times, we're funny. Like, I always love when we go on holiday together. But I just didn't think that it was gonna be like, I don't know, that they meant as much to me as like I now realize they do. And number 20, bit of a weird one to end on, is everyone has a different upbringing. And I think this is just important to remember that people haven't been raised the same way that you have and in the same environment that you have. And people have such different norms based on what they were shown in their like adolescence and childhood. And that definitely shapes who you are now, the way you think about the world and the opinions you have. And I think that's like important to realize, because sometimes I felt like I was like talking to people, I was like, why do you think that? Like, I don't think that at all. That's so different to what I feel like. And people have just been raised differently and live different lives. And it's important to remember that like we're all different, and that's a good thing. Okay, so those are all the lessons I learnt age 20. It's been quite the fucking year. This time a year ago, like at the beginning of March, on my birthday last year, I went out to a meal with three flatmates. Went to cheer that day. I went to all my lectures and tutorials. I walked around not wearing a mask. I probably went into a supermarket flippantly. Life was weirdly different. So much has changed, and it's crazy that my 20th year has kind of like encompassed that. Obviously, this isn't over. A lot left to fight, I guess. But things are definitely looking up. The only way is up. Interestingly, actually, my Italian friend was telling me how in Italian, the only way is up is like, it means the other thing. So like, if I said it's downhill from here, that to me would mean like, oh shit, it's all downhill. Like, we're falling down the hill now. But to her, that means like it's all downhill, like it's just easy sailing. We're not, you know, climbing up the hill anymore. We've got the easy bit left. Isn't that interesting? Just a little bit of linguistics for you. What was I saying? Oh yeah, my birthday a year ago was so different. And a year later now, since then, I'm not kidding, I have had 4 home addresses in the last year. A person needs more stability than that, I think. Like, that's crazy. What else? I just feel like so much has changed. Like, I had a summer, like, so much time at home, which I never would have anticipated. I moved into a new flat in September. I was meant to do this whole year abroad in Barcelona, which got cancelled. And now I have this flat. Like, life is so weird. So, so weird. I have a thought for the week, which is, find peace in knowing that there is no final version of yourself. We're in a constant state of change. And it's a little bit like one of the lessons that I learned this year. And it just reminds me that there is no end goal. And sometimes that makes me feel a bit like, well, what am I aiming for then? But I think your end goal is like a state rather than a destination. And you want to feel a certain way, not be a certain thing. I don't know. I just thought that was interesting and a nice thing to think about this week. I hope that you're all doing good. I hope that COVID stuff is looking up where you live. I know that we all live like all over the world, which is really cool. But I hope things are doing okay. I hope that your weather is getting better, or maybe you live in Australia and it's like the other way around, I think. I don't know. But yeah, the world's a weird place. I love you all so, so much. And the podcast has been a huge part of my 20th year. Like, when I turned 20, no part of me thought I would have a podcast a year later, but even like 6 months later, I was planning a podcast and making it happen. So that just means a lot to me that you guys actually, I don't know, made this happen and supported me. Like, thank you so much for all the support over the last year, because it genuinely has changed my life. Yeah, I can't even like begin to thank you enough. So I love you so much. Thank you so much for listening, and I will catch you next Monday as a 21-year-old.